Not everyone is happy with the choice of Kaiser Permanente to run state-owned hospital facilities in Maui County. Hawaii Pacific Health, a consortium of local hospitals, was considered the front-runner for the contract and was in on the process long before Kaiser came in. Lieutenant Governor Shan Tsutsui, who served as a state senator from Maui before ascending to the lieutenant governor's job, thinks Hawaii Pacific Health should do the job, and he's on hand to tell us why. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
All right, Shan. Good to talk to you.
Great talking to you.
We talked to Avery Chumley, chair of the board that selected Kaiser a couple of days ago, and he said that, you know, they were two very close contenders for the contract, but that Kaiser won out on a couple of areas. Can you tell us why you disagree with that?
You know, Chris, as you mentioned earlier, you know, I've worked on this for a number of years as a state legislator from Maui, and mm-hmm. you know, the main difference is that on Maui we have really only one acute care hospital that services the entire county, and so while this decision that needed to be made based on the financial situation of the state, I'm just a little concerned about, you know, the process in which we've taken so far. And quite frankly, you know, I don't know a whole lot about Kaiser's intentions in Maui. We know that the operation that they run is really different from what HPH runs. I'm not advocating or saying that HPH should have been selected, but, you know, with Kaiser showing interest relatively late in the game, you know, I'm just still concerned about the level of commitment that Kaiser has, as well as, you know, what the true impacts will be for non-Kaiser members as well as non-Kaiser doctors in Maui County.
We were assured, at least when I talked to Avery Chumley, that non-Kaiser members would still have full access. Was that not accurate?
Yeah, you know, I think those are types of information. That kind of information is being sent out to the public now. But I think, you know, it's important that the public has an opportunity to really understand what's being proposed. You know, it would seem to me that if both of the proposals were comparable, from a state standpoint, you want to continue negotiations with both parties until the end. It seems, you know, kind of odd that you would stop negotiations with one, you know, because Kaiser hasn't been selected yet. And they've been selected to do negotiations with. And so, you know, to me, it just seems like the state is not putting itself in the best position to try to negotiate the best deal possible. And again, there's very little that, you know, that I know or that the public knows in terms of what some of those, you know, the different criteria that were used by the selection committee, as well as what those differences in the proposals were.
Do you feel that the selection process was less than transparent?
Well, you know, I do understand why certain parts of it needed to be held confidential. You know, a lot of it had to do with some of the financial and proprietary information that both Kaiser and HPH would have wanted to have disclosed, you know, just to the board members. But, you know, I do think that the public, I mean, this is an important decision that's going to be made, and it's going to affect healthcare delivery of services in Maui County for decades to come. And I just think that, you know, it's important that when you make a decision of this magnitude that the community knows what it's getting. I mean, the community should feel comfortable with the selection, and it's going to be something that's going to be very hard to undo. And so it's not as if HPH was selected that I wouldn't have had some concerns. But again, I think we have an opportunity now to engage the public, and we should do so.
Well, Shan, a couple of minutes ago you said you weren't necessarily saying that Hawaii Pacific Health should get it instead, but it's the only other viable alternative at this point to Kaiser.
You know, at this point, yes. But, you know, I've been told in the past by hospital executives that the concern that Maui Memorial had in finding a partner was that they wanted to find a partner that had a track record of running a community hospital. And so in the past, when they've looked even outside of the state of Hawaii, there have been a number of suitors that have been turned away because they felt for one reason or another that it didn't fit the model. And so, you know, if you look at Kaiser's traditional model, this is, I think, going to be the only community hospital that they run across the country. And so it's really different from what they normally do. And so I'm just curious to find out what it was or what assurances Kaiser had made to the board and to the governor's office that made them feel comfortable with this selection.
Well, Shan, you, of course, know how long this process has taken already, right? And one concern would have to be that if you throw it open and start actually considering people beyond the two bidders we know about, doesn't that add years to the process?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, there's no question. You know, I think, you know, a majority of us, including myself, would want to get this deal done. I understand the importance of it. You know, the state was going to face another $28 million shortfall for healthcare services in Maui County.
Yeah.
And so there's no question that we want to do, we believe that a partner is needed. But again, it's making sure that we find the right partner and we negotiate from a position of strength so that we can continue to improve healthcare and the delivery of services for Maui County.
Let's dial back for a second, Shannon, just talk about what the problem is, because as you say, only one acute care facility, Maui Memorial, and the need for a lot of patients in Maui County to be, in serious cases, to be transported to Oahu, right?
Yeah, you know, and that's been the case for a long time. And of course, you know, people who live in rural areas or on the neighbor islands would obviously prefer to get medical treatment at the home, at the place in which they live. And so that's always been the goal. You know, the goal has been to try to allow for more services to be done closer to where the patients need those medical treatments to happen. And, you know, and I'm hopeful that, you know, if Kaiser is selected, that that is what their intent is, to not just maintain the level of services, but really to increase them over the next several years. And again, I think it's important and incumbent upon the governor's office, the board, and Kaiser at this point to continue to, you know, provide as much information as they can to the public.
Well, it sounds as if more information would be needed for you to be comfortable at least. But, you know, when I talked to Avery Chumbly the other day, when you talk about, even though you're representing two sides of this discussion, when you talk about what is needed and what the concerns are, it comes out to the same thing. Quality of health care for Maui County, the inequality of access, the acute care, the fact that a lot of people have to then be transported. So you're all working on the same problems, just coming at it from different angles is what it sounds like.
Yeah. You know, and obviously, you know, we've put this bill in place to allow for a partnership. And, you know, what I just wouldn't want the state to do is feel like they needed to take the only available potential partner there, and not feel that it could negotiate from a position of strength.
Have you been able to, or would you be, would it be appropriate for you to be in direct contact with Kaiser and get some sort of direct feedback from them about some of these things?
Yeah, I certainly intend to. You know, they've reached out to me, and you know, I've made it very clear that more importantly, I'd like them to reach out to the community. You know, whatever information I think they provide me, they should be willing to provide that to the general public, because again, it's not about making just me feel comfortable with the situation. It's about really making sure that the residents of Maui County and the visitors who visit there are able to get, you know, good quality health care. And I'm not questioning Kaiser's you know, the quality of health care services that they provide, but the model is really different, and I just would like to see, you know, how they plan to account for that.
Well, at least there's a lot of motivation to move, everyone move in the same direction.
Sure.
So maybe that's a reason for optimism.
Sure, absolutely. And there's no question, I think, that this is the right path for us to go in terms of a partnership. But again, you know, it is not a private deal. This is something that we have a state asset and a state operation that, you know, is currently in place. And as we continue to move forward, I mean, it's going to be incumbent upon the board, the Maui Regional Board, to continue to provide oversight and make sure that whatever terms that are negotiated in this deal are still held in place years to come.
Well, we're going to want to keep in touch about this, Shannon. I thank you very much for taking the time.
No problem. Thanks, Chris, for having me.
You bet. Good to talk to you. Shan Tsutsui is the state's lieutenant governor and the former senator from Maui's 5th Senatorial District, representing Kahului, Wailuku, Paia, and Lower Paia.